Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi
e Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
And we are back without Gina. Unfortunately, there were some issues at the airport for her this morning, so she was not able to get away, but she will be back a little bit later, and we will be recording an episode about the Legacy on Ice show. Gina was there in person, and so we're going to have a little discussion about that benefit show. And there have been a bunch of different benefit shows that have been going on recently. There was just one in Detroit the other day. We've been sharing information on it. And the skating community is a really special place. People will come together to support each other, and this has been such a terrible tragedy, and in the face of it, just watching people step up and support each other has been very heartwarming.
Yeah, we are almost like a small village on an international level. So if something happens to one of us or some of us, everyone knows, but everyone gets together as well, and we are a very strong community. So seeing what happened at Legacy on Ice and everything that is happening around that the tragic event is really a confirmation that we are a strong community, a solid community, and we are full of love.
Yes, definitely. One fundraiser I wanted to point out, Leanne Marshall on Ice, it took place in Domino Park in New York on February 28th. Leanne Marshall is a talented designer and honestly one of my favorite Project Runway winners ever. She has continued designing clothes, most recently doing dresses and bridal attire. She won Project Runway in season 5. She offered dresses from her collection as part of this special fundraiser for the U.S. Figure Skating Family Support Fund. And you can still bid on the designs from this unique fundraiser via an auction that closes at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, March 5th. We'll put the link in our show notes, and I'll also mention it maybe in Legacy on Ice. Most of the talk about Legacy on Ice is going to be in our separate episode, so that should be out by Tuesday or Wednesday, so be watching for that.
Yep.
We do have quite a bit of news that we're going to cover, though. Let's go into our general skating news.
Let's do it. So starting with French newspaper L'Equipe reported that Polish figure skater Ekaterina Kurakova filed a complaint against a French photographer who had, without her consent, shared a digitally altered photograph that sexualized her. The incident occurred following the Gala des Étoiles on December 22nd in 2024 last year in Bougenie, France. Kurakova expressed that this incident caused her significant fear and stress, motivating her to take action to protect other skaters from similar misconducts. The French Federation of Ice Sports supported her by banning the photographer and backing her legal actions. In their press release, they stated that immediate actions had been taken to exclude the photographer from ice rinks, and they have reported the facts to the authorities so necessary measures could be taken. And we are very happy to hear that such actions have been taken, because we do not tolerate anything like that. So let's not have these things happening, and let's protect those that have been affected by these type of behaviors.
Yeah. As a member of the media, it's shocking to me that someone could think this was okay. And I'm glad that the Federation is supporting her in this situation by taking the photographer out of the equation. While the rosters from the 2025 World Championships have been revealed by the International Skating Union, there will be 39 men, 33 women, 23 pairs, and 37 ice dance teams.
Busy field.
It's an incredible field. And the thing that sticks out to me is especially in dance, only 20 of them are going to qualify for the free dance, and that's like half. The level of ice dance has just improved so much, and I think it may be time to revisit discussions to increase the number that qualify through to the free dance.
Totally agree. Germany's assignments for Worlds have been released, so men will have Nikita Starutsin. In the pairs, they will have Minerva Fabian-Hasse, Nikita Bolodin, and Annika Hocke and Robert Kunkel. And in the ice dance, they will have Jennifer Janse van Rensburg and Benjamin Steffen. Sweden's also released their assignments. For the men, they will have Andreas Nordebach, and in the dance, Mila Ruge-Reitan and Nikolai Majerov.
World Figure Skating Magazine reported that sports photographer Masaharu Sugawara passed away on January 29th, 2025. He was known to me and others in the skating photography and media pool as Mr. Sugawara, or Sugawara, and he had been taking photographs of figure skating for 40 years. He was a representative for Japan Sports Limited Company and also photographed the World Cup, Major League Baseball, and the Olympics. His funeral has already taken place and was attended by only close family and friends. He was one of the kindest people that I ever met in the figure skating media world. And so I was very sorry to hear of his passing and send my condolences to his family and friends.
Nathan Chen has been chosen to serve on the steering committee for the 2034 Olympics and Paralympics in Salt Lake City, Utah. He was previously a member of the advisory group for the 2034 BID committee.
Well, Matteo, the final three for Dancing on Ice for the finale are decided, and it will take place on March 9th. The top or final three are television presenter Michaela Strahan and Mark Hanratty, Coronation Street actor Sam Ashton and Molly Lanahan, and footballer Anton Ferdinand and Annette Dietert. All names that are very familiar to me as far as the skating partners. And we wish them all good luck as they skate next week in the finale.
Yes, good luck to all of them. Finally, the ISU has released information on voting for the 2025 ISU Figure Skating Awards. Voting starts on March the 3rd and ends on March the 10th, and categories open for voting include Most Entertaining Program, Best Costume, Best Coach, and Best Choreography. We're going to add a link in our show notes for you to know where to go and register.
Well, moving on to our event results and coverage, a little event called the World Junior Figure Skating Championships took place last week.
Oh, yes.
It was great to see such a packed venue for the final events. Matteo, why don't you kick it off with the men?
Absolutely. So let's start actually by saying that Jackie Wong called it one of the most well-skated Junior Worlds men short programs ever in the history of the or recent history of the event. We know that Gina agrees with it. So she was very keen for us to mention this. But yeah, the gold medal was won by Ryo Nakata of Japan. He moved from second to first and won the title. And he was the silver medalist from last year. While the gold medalist from last year, which is Minkyo Seo, he's now the silver medalist this year. So they kind of swap position from one year to the other. They both skated beautifully. I think their free programs as well were very well skated to a quality that was very high. So it's very nice to see the two of them keeping their leadership in the junior world field. Bronze was confirmed again to be Adam Hagara. So he jumped up from fifth after the short to finish third overall. And this is... his second bronze medal. So well done to Adam. He's such an experienced skater because we know that he competes in the senior field as well. But he was definitely looking very happy to have won another medal there at the Junior World Championships.
Well, in the women's event, three in a row for Mao Shimada. So Mao is from Japan. She had an impressive skate. She won by over 40 points. If you look at all the major competitions that she has competed in the last 3 years, there have only been gold medals.
Yep.
And she's too young to go to the Olympics next year. So, I mean, Japan already has such a deep field in the women's event. So I see her kind of maybe leading the way after the Olympics next season.
Oh, yeah. And it seems like we don't know what's going to happen next season, but it feels like it's good for Kaori Sakamoto to be competing at the Olympic year, knowing that she's very much unlikely to stay on for another 4 years after the Milano Cortina Winter Olympic Games. So Mao Shimada will take up the leadership potentially for Japan, and we'll see what she can do. But she was phenomenal. She was really phenomenal at this Junior World.
Well, Korea's Jia Shin also was phenomenal. She was in seventh place after the short program, but finished second, winning her fourth consecutive World Junior silver medal. I had to actually go and look it up. She has finished second to Mao three times, but the first time that she won a silver medal, she was second behind Team USA's Isabel Oviedo. So, I don't know. I think Mao Shimada has one more year she has to compete junior before she can move up. So, will we see these two continue to go head-to-head next season? I'm not sure. Korea also has a deep women's field as well, so it will be interesting to see what they do. The bronze medal went to Elise Lynn Gracie. She was fourth after the short program, but delivered a solid free skate to secure her first World Junior Championships medal.
Let's talk about the pairs. So the gold medal was won by Anastasia Metelkina and Luka Berulava of Georgia. This is their second World Junior title. This season, they also won the bronze medal at European Championships, and they're expected to compete at the Senior World Championships in Boston at the end of the month. The silver medal went to Ukraine's Sofia Holichenko and Artem Darensky. Like the gold medalists, they have experience in the senior field and could qualify to compete in juniors because of the age requirements, and will also be competing in Boston. The bronze medal went to Martina Arianu-Kent and Chelsea Laliberté-Laurent. They moved up from fourth to take the bronze. The Canadians were fifth at this event in 2024 and missed most of this season. And Charlie had shoulder surgery last summer, so wasn't able to skate for 5 months. We also want to mention the new team of Oksana Volimos and Tom Bovar of Switzerland finishing fourth, and China's Xiaoshuan Zhang and Yida Wang, the 2024 Junior Grand Prix Final champions, that dropped from third to fifth after the short program.
Well, in dance, the podium matched the results from the 2024 Junior Grand Prix Final. The top three stayed the same in both segments of the competition. In first, we have Noemi Mariatali and Noah LaFanara. They are the first Italian dance team to win Junior Worlds, and they broke the total combined score record with a total of 177.50. They beat the score that was set by Katerina Moraskova and Daniel Morasek of 177.36 that they set back at the 2023 World Junior Championships. The silver medal was won by Katerina Wolf-Kosten and Dmitry Serevsky of the United States. And Germany's Daria Grimm and Mikhail Savitsky claimed their second consecutive bronze medal at this event. All the winners will be moving up to senior next season. I believe two of the teams are going to age out, and I think technically Noemi and Noah could skate one more year at junior, but I'm quite sure that they're planning to move up. Mm. There are quite a few teams that age out this season. I went through the whole list, just checking like to see, and I think only like three teams in the top 10 will still be age eligible next season, so... It's definitely going to be a year of change, and I'm interested to see how things develop at junior, because there's a lot of talent.
Absolutely, and we can see a lot of those teams, a bit like in the senior field, isn't it? Those teams are there waiting, and they will truly take their spots there. I just wanted to mention quickly that Talia and LaFornara were not only the first Italian ice dance team to win a junior world medal, but they were the first Italian team overall in the four categories to ever win a junior world title. So it's history, big history for them. And you know, Daphne, that I wrote the recap for icedance.com. It was actually very interesting because in a press conference they were saying, oh my gosh, you read those names out there, and now it's our name being there making this big history for the country. We cannot believe it. So
it's amazing. It's a
massive achievement.
And I've watched Noah he came up through the U.S. figure skating system, and I've seen him skate with other partners, and I think there's something about him skating with Noemi that just really works. Mm. And I'm looking forward to seeing how they do next season. They should get some decent assignments at the senior level after winning the World Junior Championships.
My name is Georgios Tsetis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol. My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
So moving on to the U.S. Synchronized Skating Championships, the Haydenettes won their 15th consecutive U.S. championship and 32nd total gold medals at the U.S. championships. Miami University Senior won the silver medal, Skyliners won the bronze, and the Pewter went to Hayden Select Elite 12. We've talked about what Elite 12 means a little bit on this podcast, but I have a feeling in the future we're going to have to pull in an expert on synchro to go through some of the different things that I don't understand about synchro. So
yeah, absolutely. We should do that.
So the Haydenettes and Skyliners were selected to represent Team USA at the ISU World Synchronized Skating Championships.
In the junior, gold was won by Teams Elite, followed by Skyliners in silver and Lexettes in bronze medal position. Team Elite and Skyliner will represent Team USA at the World Junior Synchro Championships.
At the collegiate level, gold went to Miami University Collegiate Varsity. Silver went to the Northernettes, and bronze went to Treen University Varsity. Please check the show notes for results to the 2025 Skate Canada Cup. Moving on to upcoming events for the week. So we start off, we've got the World Junior Synchronized Skating Championships, plus the beginning of the U.S. Solo Dance Competition Series with Magnolia Open and the Denver Invitational, as well as the U.S. Solo Ice Dance International. Melanie's going to be on site there in Georgia for that competition, but there are a couple of others going on.
Yeah, there are a couple of competitions happening in Europe. So the third Maria Olszewska Memorial in Poland, Sonja Henie Trophy in Norway, and Leon Lurie Trophy, which is a synchro event in Sweden. So we'll have everything in the show notes as usual.
Yes, and one more, Denver Cup International, which is, I believe, an international event for novice and junior. That's taking place in Denver at the same time as the Denver Invitational Solo Dance Competition.
Moving on to online updates, let's start with the Spanish Federation posting that Brooke McIntosh and Marco Zandrón have ended their partnership, so we wish both of them best of luck with the future.
French ice dancer Alisa Ovsiakina announced on Instagram that she and her partner, Max Rahier, have ended their partnership. Alisa is looking for a new partner.
The big news of the weekend, I suppose, are regarding the ice dance, with Olympic champion Guillaume Cizeron announcing that he has entered in a partnership with Canadian ice dancer Laurence Fournier-Baudry to represent France next season. So let's see what's going to happen there.
The Slovak ice dance team of Anna Simova and Kirill Aksinov announced the end of their partnership. He said he is willing to continue skating and is looking for a new partner.
On the anniversary of his heart attack while at the Junior World Championships in Calgary, Jenny Menosand reflected on the past 2 years as her husband Todd Sand continues to recover. She posted, "His biggest struggle right now is his speech. It has to be frustrating when nobody can understand what you're trying to say. He doesn't get upset. He just continues trying every day. Maybe that's where being an Olympic athlete and coach comes into play. It's who he is. He doesn't give up."
Well, moving on to a couple of featured articles that we have this week. Europe on Ice posted an interview with Yan Hao Li. He is, of course, the skater from New Zealand who finished in the top 10 at the recent World Junior Championships. We also have an interview with Ilya Malinin about the Legacy on Ice show. And Olympics.com did an interview with Jason Brown as he is set to compete at the World Championships in just a couple of weeks. Well, you know, we like to end each episode by shining a lens on the things going on at our respective websites.
So starting at This Week in Skating, don't forget to check our merchandise available on our Swag page, and you can join our Patreon for access to ad-free episodes. Also, as we mentioned at the start, we are going to have a special episode about Legacy on Ice and Gina telling us how the experience went since she was there attending it.
Yes, and over at IDC, we have a photos and recap from the World Junior Championships, and there are a number of interviews that should be coming in the next few weeks.
And also, we want to mention a quick update for FSO, for Gina. So she's got photos from the Junior World Championships as well, and a new interview with Naomi Williams and Lachlan Lewer.
Recently, This Week in Skating reached a very big milestone. And in honor of that, we may give away some swag. We got to figure all of that out. So stay tuned for that.
Yes.
Please check out our Legacy on Ice discussion. And we'll see you here next week.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
My name is Giorgio Settis. I'm the co-founder of Nutrafol.
My hair started thinning in my early 20s. I tried everything and nothing was really working. So we created Nutrafol. Our hair growth supplements undergo clinical trials and have helped millions of men and women get visibly thicker and stronger hair in just 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.
Your business needs AI solutions that are not only ambitious, but also practical and adaptable. That's where Domo's AI and data products platform comes in. With Domo, you can channel AI and data into innovative uses that deliver measurable impact. Secure AI agents connect, prepare, and automate your data workflows, helping you gain insights, receive alerts, and act with ease through guided apps tailored to your role. Domo is built to meet the challenges of today's AI landscape with a robust, all-in-one platform powered by trust, flexibility, and years of expertise in data and AI innovation. Data is hard. Domo is easy. Learn how Domo can help you unlock your data's full potential at ai.domo.com. That's ai.domo.com.